Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, June 24th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Tonight marks the 15th annual National High School Musical Theater Awards, nicknamed the Jimmy Awards after James M. Niederlander, whose organization established and shepherded the event. Hosted this year by Josh Groban, the spotlight shines on 102 nominated performers from all across the United States, who represent the winners of participating regional awards programs. Two grand prize winners, one actor and one actress, will be selected by a group of theater industry professionals. The ceremony, held live at the Minskoff Theater, will be available to stream for free on the Jimmy Awards Facebook and YouTube pages, and will remain online for 3 days. Four shows played their final Broadway performances yesterday, including the Tony-winning revival of An Enemy of the People starring Jeremy Strong. Last week, it broke the house record at Circle in the Square Theater for the fourth and final time, with a gross of over $1.54 million. The production recouped its full $5.5 million capitalization earlier this month. The limited run played for 23 previews and 112 regular performances. The full Broadway grosses for the weekend ending June 23rd will be made available tomorrow afternoon. And finally today, MJ welcomes two new kids to its Broadway company. Eric Williams, a Georgia native, will make his main stem debut in the smash hit Jukebox musical starting July 16th. He will alternate as young Michael with Austin Rankin of Las Vegas, who began performances last week. Current cast member Jackson Hayes is set to depart the production on July 14th. Since beginning Broadway previews in early December of 2021, MJ has welcomed over 1 million guests and has set 11 new box office records so far. Catch it right now in New York at the Neil Simon Theater. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.